Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network Command Team.
Hi, everyone. This is Sherita Knobloch, your Army Wife Network owner and commander. And I am so excited to kick off this 2020 year. I know it's middle of January now, but this is our first Facebook Live of the new year. And we are introducing a new segment called Facebook Live Mill Spouse Empowerment Moments. And so we're hoping to gather here every Thursday around noon Eastern time, 10 o'clock Mountain. And we are excited for everything that's in store for us for this year. Before we jump headlong into our topic today, which, spoiler alert, is going to be all about hope, I want to quickly thank our AWN sponsor for this Facebook Live episode. It's Mill Spouse Empowerment Moment, and our sponsor is Refinery Number One. Mill Spouse Life, of course, often brings unexpected changes and frequent moves every time a PCS order is cut. And honestly, when we PCS and have to say goodbye to our friends and our family, so our friends that have become family, that can often be a hope shaker. Thankfully, Refinery Number One is here to help. They have beautiful wall art and inspirational pieces that can help establish hope in your new place. They have watercolor map art that's extremely popular to make every one of your installations your home sweet home. So visit refinerynumberone.com and be sure to use the discount code AWTR for 25% off your order. Thank you so much to Refinery Number One, because we couldn't do what we do without your support and help. So as we think about this, I already alluded to it, today's topic is all about hope. Hope is my one word for 2020. That's what this tiny little necklace says. Obviously, you can't see it, but it's all about hope. It's no secret that sometimes with male spouse life, we struggle. We have seasons of yuck and even just days of just like, man, this is hard. And so this is all about how to cope when your hope feels broke. Yes, I agree that more than likely, that's probably not grammatically correct, but it sure is catchy. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that today. I remember last summer, my husband had just come home from a 9-month deployment. So we were elbow deep in the reintegration phase. Things were going pretty good. But I remember sitting on the edge of our bed, and my husband was fiddling around in the bedroom, getting ready to, who knows what, go to work or something. And I just felt like my heart, like right here, my heart just felt like tilted down, like looking at the floor. I was just kind of bummed out. And I remember telling him that I felt like my hoper was broken. And it really, I didn't really have a reason for that. And I'm a thinker, and I always want to figure out why these things happen. But I just started to think, and I really reflected on that those past few months. And I still have those moments. In those moments when we feel like our hope is broke, what's a mill spouse supposed to do? So today we want to talk about three different things that I tangibly do. And honestly, I want to apply, and I'm telling this to myself too, because husband, he's awesome. I love him to death. He went to the field today, and of course, timing is impeccable. We had an argument before he left. So honestly, today my heart's feeling kind of like bloop, like looking at the floor. So I'm telling this to myself just as much to all of you who are watching and listening out there right now. First thing on how to cope when we feel like our hope is broke is to give ourselves permission to feel. I think as military spouses, we are all about the suck it up buttercup and take a knee, drink some water, rub some dirt in it, pull ourselves up by our bootstraps, keep on and soldier on, and all those other things that we're like, yeah, America, we can do this. And sometimes that is absolutely needed and absolutely true. That has gotten me through a lot of hard times. However, there are other moments where we can literally just give ourselves permission to feel. We can feel bummed. We can feel kind of weary, and those feelings in and of themselves are not inherently bad. So I think that when we fight those feelings or try to like overpower them, especially when we're tired, and hypothetically the three-year-old got up at 3 a.m. and took 2 hours to go back to sleep, and then my alarm went off. I mean, hypothetically, in those moments, we try to fight those feelings of almost hopelessness, and it makes it worse instead of just making some space to feel it. I also think that when we give ourselves permission to feel, that automatically comes with giving ourselves grace. I've been loving my soldier for almost 11 years now. And especially on days like today when he leaves for the field, or we get in a little bit of a snippy, snappy, cranky, cranky, whatever. That sounds like Baby Yoda a little bit with Cheesy Mac or whatever they say, Mackey Cheese, something. Anyways, but in those moments where we don't feel like we're on our A game, we think we should be better. Like, oh my gosh, I've been doing this for 11 years. I should be better than that. All right. Who defines better? I want to know. I think that's baloney, because we all have different seasons. We all have different moments. What is better? Like, I think better is really recognizing when we're struggling and how we can press into that and give space and, yes, quickly forgive, but also understand that, darn it, mill spouse life is just kind of hard sometimes, and we do not have to have it all together. And that's okay. I don't know if you can hear my dog. He's in the garage just so I can do this. He's barking right now. He was quiet as a mouse in the house, but if the UPS driver comes, he's going to like lose his mind. Put him out there. He's barking. We don't have it all together. Not us here at AWN, not you listening in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, or in Korea or wherever. We don't have it all together, and that's okay. Give yourself permission to feel those feelings. With that said, I think it's also so important not to park there too long. I know, again, from personal experience, that if I start to feel like my heart is turned down, or I just feel kind of hopeless for days, weeks, months, or even years on end, there's something bigger going on. And for me, that was a struggle with anxiety and depression. So, you know, if you're feeling like that over an extended period of time, go ahead, reach out, get some help. I've been there. We're going to talk about that again in a future mill spouse empowerment moment. But for the time being, if it's just one of those days, one of those moments, give yourself permission to feel the feelings. Next thing to do, how to cope when your hope feels broke, take a time out. In our house, we have an almost 7-year-old child and an almost 3-year-old, and their main form of punishment, timeouts. Of course, it's a threat to them. Hey, you hit your sister in the face with a truck, you're going to timeout. You throw a fit when we ask you to clean out the dishwasher, timeout. Timeouts for everybody, right? But my husband, when I get kind of hopeless or weary or tired or just feeling bleh, then I get snappy. That's how it manifests in me. My stuff comes out as, you know, and I don't like it, and I try to control it. It doesn't really work. But in those moments, my husband recognized that, and he does a pseudo threat. Like, of course, he doesn't really threaten me, but he just looks at me. He's like, do you need a timeout? Do you want to go to timeout? And I'm like, yeah, I want to go to timeout. Bye. So I will remove myself from the situation and go into my bedroom and just distance myself from that feeling of hopelessness, from that feeling of blah, right? And often that distancing experience is going to look a lot like self-care. And self-care is going to be different for all of us. Again, topic for another time, but self-care can be something like going for a walk, getting some fresh air, going for a run, lifting something heavy if that's your jam, doing a craft. That's not my jam. That'd probably make me more stressed because I'm not good at it. But cooking a meal just for fun, reading a book, soaking in the bathtub. That's my favorite thing. I do it every night. Or who would have thought, just take a nap. I know sometimes when I am feeling bummed out and sad, I just need a nap. I go take a 20-minute power nap, and I feel like a new woman. So give yourself a timeout and think about that. The last thing I would say big that we can do when we feel like our hope is broken is connect with our battle buddies. That's what we do here at AWN. Our goal not only is to empower you, but also to connect you We, of course, are a URL community online, but our hope is that we take that URL and bring it to IRL, from URL online to IRL in real life. I think about our AWN command team. There's 13 of us now on the leadership team, and I've only met three of these girls, I think, face-to-face in the flesh. But these women, they're like a sisterhood to me. We are on the same team. We are on the same mission. We are seeking to empower one another, and we pray for each other. We encourage each other, and we want to do the same thing for you, everyone out there with AWN. So be sure to reach out and let us know how we can connect you with each other or other people, maybe at your duty station or even someone somewhere here at what we call AWN headquarters. I read this quote in a book that I was reading for school this last week for my doctorate, and it says, the key for building strong community is that we will hope for you if you find hoping difficult. We will hope for you if you find hoping difficult. And that is my hope. That is my true prayer. That is our prayer here at AWN, that we can hope for you if hoping is difficult in your season. So friends, we just want you to be encouraged. Give yourself permission to feel the feelings, take a time out, and connect with your battle buddies, whether that's IRL, URL, or something in between. I hope you feel a little bit more empowered, maybe a little encouraged. You're not in this alone, and we have always got your six. So again, before we wrap up, I want to say thanks to Refinery Number One, the show's sponsor, and don't forget to visit them on www.refinerynumberone.com. That's all spelled out.com. And you can use the code AWTR for 25% off your order. We hope that you're able to put some hope in your home with Refinery Number One. Friends, I hope to see you here next week at the same time, 12 p.m. Eastern on Thursday for our next Mill Spouse Empowerment Moment. You can also watch this episode later on YouTube or catch the audio version on our podcast via the podcatcher of your choice. Monday, we're also very excited. We are launching our first AWTR episode, full length episode for 2020, as we will be talking with Stephanie Selden Howard from The Weight of Honor. She's producer and director of The Weight of Honor, which is a documentary that talks about those individuals who are caring for our catastrophically war wounded. As usual, you can connect with us on across our social media platforms. And also, you want to connect real life, send us a PM or go ahead and email us at info@armywifenetwork.com. Again, we respond to every single email that we get. So we are here. We are encouraging and empowering you and praying for you. We've got your six. Engage, educate, encourage, empower. This is your Army Wife Network Command Team, signing out.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to www.armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our empowering resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.